Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680, joined by the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, and that is Bam Bam Mullins. It's a very special day in baseball, April the 15th, 1947. Jackie Robinson made his debut, but it is bigger than just baseball. Coming out of the war, the Army was then being desegregated at that point. Laws were being passed in Massachusetts and New York, taking away with racial discrimination. But on the field, still an African-American player couldn't play until Jackie Robinson.
Right. I mean, it's a great day for all of us that are minorities, especially, you know, me coming from a small island in the Caribbean. You know, it opened the doors for not only blacks, Latins, Japanese, you know, people of all ethnicities all over the world are playing in Major League Baseball now. You know, you have Brazilians and Panamanians and, you know, you name it, Dutch people. So it's Major League Baseball has done a great job globalizing the game and also educating people on the importance of Jackie Robinson. You know, he went through a lot to get, you know, to be the first player. And after he got there, he still went through a lot, you know, with the segregation and all that kind of stuff, the you know, the threats and all that. So, you know, it's a big day for me. You know, I wouldn't be here if he hadn't opened the door, probably. And, you know, we cherish this day. You know, it should be, you know, loudly said all over the globe that, you know, this man went through a lot and did a lot for, you know, all minorities in baseball.
Yeah, and if you look back, Bam Bam Mullins with us, of course, you know his voice. But if you look at the world at that time, segregation was still very prominent in this country, all over the world. And he stepped up and showed a couple of things. One, the African-American people could come into a ballpark and they coexist with white people. And also on the baseball field that they could do it. Because baseball had done everything they could through the commissioner of baseball, Judge Landis, to keep him out. So not just on a baseball front, but on a social front to the world, he stood up and said, hey, we can coexist. I like that part of it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, besides being a great player, electrifying type player, a great player, you know, he was also a smart man, you know, that knew what to say and when to say off the field. And, you know, those are the things that, you know, he's remembered by. And, you know, we should never forget it. And, you know, we should, you know, always have this day and always commemorate, you know, the things this great man did for baseball and for society.
Well, things would have changed anyway, but they sure wouldn't have changed in 1947. It may have been 1967 or 1957 before things changed. Brown versus the Board of Education, separate but equal, was not enough for schools. It paved the way for so much social legislation. It eventually would have happened, but he made it happen in 1947. Now, when did you first hear about Jackie Robinson?
Well, you know, as a kid, I was, you know, I shouldn't say it too loud, but I was a Dodger fan growing up on the island because we only got Saturday game of the week on Saturdays in Curacao. You know, cable was limited. You know, television in as a whole was limited. So we only got one game a week down there, and it was either the Yankees or the Dodgers playing. And so, you know, I had to pick one. So I picked the Dodgers, and then, you know, as I got a sense of, you know, I was probably like 13, 14, 15 in that range, you know, watching these games every Saturday or every other Saturday whenever the Dodgers were on. And they would always speak about, you know, Jackie Robinson. But, you know, I learned more once I signed and I came here at age 18 when I first came, signed with the Yankees of all teams, and started educating myself more about the Major League Baseball, you know, because we didn't have much information growing up on the island. You know, you just, you know, you played the game and you loved it and you watched one game a week and that was it, basically. You weren't educated in school about Major League Baseball or, you know, the history of the game. So I had to educate myself once I got here and was know that I was on my way to Major League Baseball. But I had to know, you know, what it all entailed and why was it possible for me to be on the same field with the other guys? So, and that's when I learned more about Jackie Robinson. It's fascinating.
Yeah, beautiful, Bam Bam Mullins. One last thought for you. Do you explain all this to your kids? The beauty of all this is to pass it on.
Of course, I think, you know, my I have girls, so I only have one son. He turned 4 yesterday. I think he's young still to teach him. But my oldest girls, they're 25 and 22, and they know all about this historic day. You know, they when I was playing, they were the ones that were with me, even though they're girls. But they know, you know, all about, you know, what I do and how I become to do it, and why we got this opportunity to do it. So, you know, and my entire family lives on baseball. So these girls are very well educated, and, you know, they know all about Jackie Robinson. You know, in fact, they'll be coming to the game today just to, you know, be part of 42 today. And, you know, I'll have to wait a little bit to start educating my son on it. Sure.
Well, just to show you how important it was in 1947, I'll ask you this. You played in the 80s. Did you ever suffer from racial discrimination in baseball?
You know what? I didn't pay attention to it. You know, I was so focused on what I had to do on the field. You know, I'm sure people tried to do it with me, but I could care less. You know, I was so focused on being the best player I can be in the field, and then providing for my family. And, you know, if they did it, they didn't do it blatantly. I didn't suffered through it. There was no segregation anymore. You know, I could ride a bus and eat in the same restaurants and things like that. But you know, I didn't see it that much in my playing days. No.
Right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. I love talking to you. You know that. Always learned so much about you. Giants, Dodgers, Yankees. You covered all New York City, pal.
That's right. And you know, the time they were all there. So no, let's have a great Jackie Robinson day today.
Thanks, Bam Bam. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, got it.